Why do we suck at doing what we know we should do? Like me, not eating this chocolate bar in the middle of the day for no reason. It's got relatively low sugar. For my goals, it's not helping me get there, but it's so damn good. Why is hindsight 2020? Why is it so easy to see when we're out of the situation how clear and obvious it was what we should have done, what we shouldn't have done? They say hindsight is 2020, meaning we have perfect vision when we're looking back. In the heat of the moment, we have this quirky human brain with all the biases and misconceptions, weird perceptual abilities to distort truth and reality, to see and hear only what we want to see and to block out what we don't. It makes it so it's almost impossible in the moment, in a heated moment especially, to be able to really see what's going on and think clearly and objectively. This is biology. There's reasons for this. You can study ancestral biology, evolutionary biology, go way, way, way back to our hunter-gatherers and figure out how the quirks of our mind maintain group survival. And it's a useful endeavor. You should do that. You should understand where you come from, because you will have the best framework for understanding why do you do things you do? Why are you emotional? Why do you not see logic and rationality at times when you really should? It helps you step outside of yourself so that over time you can recognize when you're being emotional or you're acting like a moron and then catch yourself, hopefully halfway through the act, so that you can then mitigate where you would have gone if you would have let your emotions run rampant. This is knowing versus doing, though. We know what we're supposed to do and say most of the time, but then there's that split second where it could go either way. We're like, I know I shouldn't get angry and break this thing or do this thing or attack this person or whatever it is. But then my biology says, F that, I don't care. Meh, and it goes. I don't really have an answer, to be honest, because I do this too. It's just one of those things that happens. Like humans, we're going to have split second decisions. We're going to have fight or flight that then takes over and silences the rational part of our brain. This is going to happen in everyday life. There are high stress situations where certain thinking processes shut down because they're too expensive and slow to respond to what's going on. So our biology springs us into action because that is what it perceives as what's most safe or what's most likely to get us to safety. Now, in our modern environment, to compound all this, is you have people that are addicted to their phones all day long. They want to be told what to think by the government. They don't do any their own critical thinking or analysis or go deep into subjects to try to understand from first principles what's really going on. So they just blindly accept what their friends, their family, the government, their religious group, whatever the people is around them, whatever they think and say, that's what they accept. And this creates all kinds of distortions because it's not based on truth. As Nietzsche says, everything the state says is a lie. Everything it has stolen. When you default to the status quo, whether it's coming from some celebrity, athlete, corporation, or politician, it's always curated. It's always meant to elicit a certain response and not elicit a negative response. So it's always somebody conspiring to get what they want through the words they use. How modern humans don't see this is beyond me. But when you really wake up to the reality of what the state is, what government is, what laws are, what all of it is and is not, and you see how most of it is a violation of natural law, personal property rights, then the edifice of the state, government, status quo, it starts breaking down. It starts losing its effect on you. That mind control is severed. You unplug from the matrix as Neo did. You realize there's not even a spoon because you're just in the matrix and the spoon is only there because you've been told it's there and your whole life you've never questioned whether the spoon is there or not. How this relates to knowing what we're doing is that you first must understand where you're coming from as a human. What is your human biology? What is your primal desire to do this or to do that? What are all the different mechanisms in your biology, in your subconscious, in your brain that are predisposed to certain actions at the expense of others? First, understand that. Then you can kind of step outside yourself a little bit and start recognizing these patterns. And then, like I said, nip them at the bud, or at least catch them when you're 25% of the way to rage mode. Maybe you start catching yourself at 75% of the way, and then you get yourself down to 50 and then 25. And then eventually you just go lock up for a second, let it go. Rational, logical thought comes in, return to your frontal lobe, faculties are thinking, working, operating, and then you've mitigated something that would have otherwise taken you down a bad path. The most important thing with knowing versus doing is you have to decide. Are you going to make the choice that you're going to control yourself, control your actions, and seek truth in your life? Or are you going to keep defaulting to the status quo, to people around you, to listening to what other people say because that removes your agency, it's easier, or you think it's easier, and then you convince yourself, well, it's not my fault, I'm not culpable, I didn't come up with it, I'm just listening to what everyone else is doing. Well, everyone else does it. That pathetic, pandering response, well, everyone else does it, or everyone else thinks it. We didn't have technology and information, and we didn't know anything, and we thought the Earth was the center of the universe, and we thought we knew all these things, and we didn't. That brutish state of ignorance that we've come from. To return to that in the 21st century is just ridiculous. It's going to hold you back. It's blatant ignorance. It's choosing to be stupid, basically. So don't choose to be stupid. Choose to be aware. Choose to not be stupid. Choose to wake yourself up. Choose to think for yourself. Choose to be an independent, critical thinking human that can come to his or her own choices and decisions and thoughts and beliefs on his or her own time and through his or her own hard work, effort, learning, being open, journey. You can either choose to default to what everyone else does and get the same shitty results and live lives of quiet desperation like the masses do. Or you can be a unique individual, take control of your life, your choices, your biology, supersede them, become a higher human, a better human. And I hope you will, because that's how the world becomes a better place. Get the Better Human newsletter over at thebetterhuman.co.